guy. Oh my God, there she is. Hey, there she is.
They're walking across the lawn here.
Walking across the lawn. And I said, wait a minute, is that Mike Lindell?
So hold it.
I said, it sounds like
Carrie Lake Jordan is okay. Ask her, Carrie Lake, what is your assessment of what went on today at the RNC?
Well, I mean, everybody knows that Mike Lindell has been a friend for a long time. There's nobody in this country who cares more about election integrity than this man. And so I obviously was rooting for change. I was saying ABR, anybody but Rana. And I would love to see Mike lead the party. And I was also rooting for Harmeet. I just feel the time was right for a change. Obviously, it didn't work for us. And we know that they counted the ballots by hand, right?
I told the media, Steve, I said, are you going to accept this election? I said, absolutely. There's no machines.
So they counted it by hand. Rana won. And what I hope happens, Steve, is that Rana heard the message from the grassroots. It's so important. We can't save this country unless we listen to the grassroots. And I hope that
Hang on.
Yeah. If we don't see, I'm going to get to that in a second, but let me be blunt. Were you abandoned by the RNC in your historic fight, which you're still going to win? You are the legitimate governor of Arizona. Of that, there is no doubt. You know, I've read the briefings. I've read the court case. There's obviously, where were they for you? But here's the question. Where's the one? I saw that thing today. That meeting was a joke, and it was so unimpressive. I was kind of embarrassed that the media was there watching that, because it looked like a garden club from like the 1940s that, you know, about the lemonade sale at the. But where did the $1.5 billion go? Please tell me, Carrie Lake, where the $1.5 they raised, they bragged about it. They'd raised $1.5 billion. Can you please tell me, ma'am, do you have any idea where that money went?
Over the course of the past couple of days, and I haven't verified this, but I've heard that they raised a couple hundred million for election integrity. We are asking the RNC to help us pay for some of our legal bills. We haven't had them do that yet. They've said they would help a little bit, and we're hoping that they actually do that. Hold on, let me turn my phone off. And so we'll see what happens, but the people are interested in election integrity. They know that our country's gone. It's over. It's kaput if we don't have honest elections. And that's why
Carrie Lake, hang on. If she says she's heard the grassroots, she says, I've heard the grassroots. It's been very tough. I heard the grassroots. Is a minimum of that hearing making Mike Lindell head of the Election Crimes Commission to get to the bottom of this before we get into the...
Absolutely. I did watch today.
That's a minimum.
She called Mike up and she called Harmeet up and said, I want you guys involved. And wherever Mike wants to serve, I mean, bless this man. He's done so much.
One place, election crime. We have all the info. Here it is. Let's go for it.
Yeah. And I hope that Rana will listen. I hope that we can.
Well, I'm gonna correct some here, Carrie, because I haven't got to tell you this. Harmeet is part of that, too. She's a lawyer that's in there, and I talked to her, and she is not as far as over there. We have to pull her in, too, and think, this is election crime. You have to have the courage to take it on. Because she did abandon you in Arizona.
I don't want to make it about Harmeet. Hang on. But if you read these briefings, Carrie Lake, the governorship of Arizona was stolen from you and the people of Arizona, not just MAGA and not just your supporters. That election was stolen. Where is the RNC today at this minute as you go into appellate court? Because this fight's only going to get nastier in Arizona.
Sadly, I wish they were sitting here with Mike and I saying, this is our number one priority. It is the issue of our moment. And they're not here. And here's the problem. Unfortunately, Rana, who I've never even met in person, is going out on national television doing interviews, attacking me. When she is hit with the legitimate concern of, Rana, you haven't been winning elections for us, her response is, we have terrible candidates, and then she throws my name into it. Yeah. And I say, we ran an incredible campaign. It was about we the people. It wasn't about me. It was about us. It was about we the people. Mm-hmm. And because she doesn't want to take any of the blame, she throws it at people like me and Blake, who work so hard, citizen politicians, and attacks us. And I hope that she will change her ways, because that's not going to win over anybody.
Well, and I want to say this, Steve. This is what I said, you know, with Harmeet and all the 168. I spent 4 days here talking to them about the biggest platform. If you're not on a fair playing field, and some of them don't even believe there was election crime. They believe that you were, some of them said, oh, Kerry wasn't the right candidate. She should have did this. Wow. One of them said specifically, I said, no, she's one of the best candidates we ever had. And I said, what do they all have in common that a Kerry Lake, a Bishop, Kim Marchant, a Christina Crawford, all were going to take care of our election platforms. And they were taken from. They didn't want these people
and
in
that
there.
Scares the consultant class of the Republican Party. Because I didn't hire those people, Steve. You know that. I didn't bring in the Washington consultants. I knew that people in Washington, D.C. have no idea what the people of Arizona truly want. And they're offended by people we're not beholden to.
Ronna McDaniel has not, you've been there for 3 days, Ronna McDaniel has not pulled you aside and say, let's have a cup of coffee and spend 5 minutes together? Have you guys spent any time with each other one-on-one?
No, we haven't, unfortunately. You have not. And you know what? I do want to reach out to her because here's what's going on. And I know that this might not be the popular view. Ronna won.
Full stop. You shouldn't have to reach out to Ronna McDaniel. You're the freaking governor of Arizona. You just won an incredibly tough race because you stood for policies that MAGA stands for. She should be blowing your phone up every day. Can I get 5 minutes?
Got my number.
This is outrageous.
But here's what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to meet with her and say, let's move forward, because this next election, if we do not get President Donald Trump back in the White House, I don't know how much longer we can last. I think our republic is in peril. I will do everything in my power. If that means I campaign across the country, whatever it means, I want to get President Trump in, because I want my children to have a future.
But hang on. If we don't get you in Arizona, now, I'm not going to sure we have sovereignty.
That's the number one place.
Katie Hobbs, your election and your trial and with this evidence is everything. And you heard Wendy Rogers brought this stuff with the signature verification, should have been in the trial in the first place. Arizona is everything. To me, there's no tomorrow unless we get this thing turned around in Arizona. Kerry Lake.
Well, my number one, my plan A is to win our election. We have all of the evidence right here in front of us. It is ironclad. We have the law. And we've really painted these judges into a corner. Right. They have to look at the evidence and they have to apply the law. And if they don't, their reputation is gone.
That's right.
And so hopefully they do the right thing. Hopefully they love this country enough, and I pray that they will do the right thing. But I will do, and as I'm working our court case, and I know Mike is fighting as well, I'm also going to fight for President Donald J. Trump, because I believe we need him back in office to save this country.
Before I go, I just want to say, one thing. And Kerry, because you're always perfectly turned out, you always show up your camera ready.
Except for right now.
It's the first time I've ever had, it's the first, no, your camera ready. Hold it, your camera ready. This is the first time in the history of the war room that Mike Lindell, it's like President Trump, Mike Lindell's ever been on the war room without the tie, the jacket,
right,
you know, properly turned out as a businessman he is.
Let me tell you, Mike, I just got to get,
go ahead.
I heard him. We're walking across the lawn. I hear somebody being very loud. I go, it sounds like somebody's arguing politics. We better go break it up. And then I looked over and I saw the flannel shirt and I said, that's Mike Lindell. He only wears a suit. Only when we got right up to him did we realize it was Mike, and that's when I jumped into the
hold it. I realized the evenings in Southern California, you're in one of the most beautiful resorts in California. Mike, I know you're an outdoorsman from Minnesota, but the lumberjack shirt is maybe not the casual.
Steve, I got down here and all I had was suits and ties. I bought this in the gift shop. I can't believe they had a Minnesota shirt in the gift shop. It's beautiful.
You know what? I just had an idea. My pillows, my slippers, my coffee, and my flannel. You need to start with my flannel.
My flannel.
Hey, by the way, I'm going to announce a big announcement coming up, Steve. You know that. My Pillow 2.0, we're going to announce it on the War Room next week.
And we're going to break. Kerry, real quickly, I need everybody to know from you this huge thing. We're actually going to have coverage. The War Room's going to be out there with the crew. Tell us about the event on Sunday, ma'am.
Great. We're having a rally on Sunday. We know that the people are with us, and not just the people of Arizona, the people of America. And frankly, Steve, I know this might be shocking, maybe not to your folks that are watching you and War Room fans. The people of the world are watching what's happening in Arizona. And so we're bringing a rally together to get everybody focus in on what's happening in our case, because the fake news won't cover it fairly. We're going to update them. We're going to tell them where this is going and bring back that energy that we need so badly. And we're going to start praying for the judges and praying for the people involved.
Is Fox going to show up for that rally?
He's a comedian now. I don't know. We'll see.
We should pray for Fox to show up.
We had 33 people in the media reach out. I just bumped into some people from the Daily Mail UK. And I said, I hope you guys recovered this fairly, because what we're going to talk about Sunday is really important.
What's your website that people can go to and find out more? We're going to be back on tomorrow live at 10 a.m. right here in the War Room.
SaveArizonaFund.com. And I find it humorous that the left-wing media is trying to say, oh, my gosh, they're grifters, all of that. You know, we really rarely ask for money. If you want to help with our court case and help with our legal fees, we appreciate that. What the left should do, if they're really worried about accounting, is they should start looking at the Democrats who've laundered money through FTX to pay for the Democrat policies.
We have to bounce. Mike Lindell, talk to you. Hopefully I get you on tomorrow morning.